Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Zang T-U-M-B-T-U-M-B-T-U-M-B-T-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U- Hello, everybody, and happy Friday. This is Patrick Foster, and you're listening to the Rockin' the Suburbs podcast. And on behalf of my co-host, good friend, and founder of this show, Jim Linehan, I welcome y'all to this episode of What Was First, a bite-sized history lesson. Been having a lot of fun doing these, and we like to sprinkle them in when we get a chance. And today seemed like a good opportunity to turn to a label suggested by Jell Arn Sandvik. Over there in Norway. Thank you, Kjell, for writing in. And longtime listeners to this podcast may know that we've struggled to, Jim and I struggled to pronounce Kjell's name correctly. Probably all this time we may be mispronouncing it, but I think that's right. I don't know. I'll have to go back and see and let me know, Kjell, if that's not right. Anyway, he suggested a couple of labels, really sent in a cool list, and I definitely will work on a couple of these. But the one I want to turn to today is a label called ZTT Records. Very interesting suggestion. Does anyone remember this label? It was founded in 1983 by a guy called Trevor Horn. You may know his name as a producer. Produced a lot of different things, and right around this time, I just got done producing an album by ABC that's a very classic album, The Lexicon of Love. His wife, Jill Sinclair, also helped found the label along with a journalist from the New Musical Express named Paul Morley. So, what are some of the records? What are some of the bands that were on ZTT Records? Well, here's a partial list of people. Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Might have heard of them. They were pretty popular. The band 808 State, The Frames were a band that was on this label, big favorite of mine. Tom Jones put out some records on this label, Grace Jones. Seal also put some stuff out. The Buggles, you may remember them from the famous video Kill the Radio Star. Shane McGowan has put out some records on this label. Lee Griffiths and also Lisa Stansfield. Reading here from the source of all human knowledge. ZTT Records has produced over 45 top 40 hits in the United Kingdom, with 15 of those hitting the top 10. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. One thing that's really interesting about this label is that one way they divided their releases up was they had established two different series. One was called Action and one was called Incidental. And so they kind of put out records in these two parallel, separate but equal columns. And it also says ZTT is an initialism, whatever that might be, of Filippo Tommaso Marinetti's sound poem Zang Tum Tum, which described Zang Tum Tum. ZTT Records, a pioneer in early use of samples, breakbeats, synthesizers, especially the Fairlight synthesizer machine. In the year 2019, they commemorated 30 years of existence by putting out a compilation called The Organization of Pop, music from the first 30 years of ZTT Records. Okay, Patrick, listen, I understand that this is an important label. That's cool. I know who Trevor Horn is. That's cool. All that stuff. But what I want to know is what was the first release on the label? If somebody comes up to me in the parking lot, walking the kids to school, I'm just sitting there on the beach relaxing and somebody comes up to me and says, hey, do you know what the first release on ZTT Records was? Well, guess what? You're about to find out. It was an EP released in 1983 by a band called The Art of Noise. There you go. Featuring Trevor Horn. The record represented the first installment in ZTT's Incidental series, catalog number ZTIS-100. There it is. The record was constructed using early sampling techniques, and as I said, the Fairlight CMI was a crucial part of putting this together, which at the time was completely state-of-the-art technology. There was not a lot of people using this particular sampler or this particular setup, and they really pioneered something pretty amazing. Now, the record itself was a really interesting release because it's come out in so many different versions. One of the things ZTT was very good at was confusing the consumer and the listener and the record buying public, especially maybe the music journalism community, which Paul Morley came from. Now, I found something very interesting on Discogs here that I want to read some to you. And it really sort of captures the spirit of what this was, because the record came out in one version on the vinyl. It came out in a slightly different version on cassette. It was reissued later differently. They remixed a lot of some of the tracks for their first album. And it's just was something that they put out there, but didn't intend it to be easily understood or easily captured. So let me read here from the notes on the master release of Into the Battle with the Art of Noise. And I quote, this is the first of many Art of Noise releases to confound collectors with the artist and title information incorporated in Paul Morley's and sometimes cryptic prose. Into Battle is, according to Morley, circa 2009, neither an album or a single or an EP, just a length of music that we put on a 12-inch record. At the time of release, ZTT's own advertisement called it a single, and it had a single's catalog number, and it charted as such, prompting chart rules to be adjusted to clarify how long a single could be. The ZTT website refers to it as an EP, an album, or neither, just a record or released. Morley himself called it an EP during a concert in 1985. Meanwhile, the music press called it an EP or a mini album. On the dance chart in the United States, the format was unspecified when listing it as a source of the long version of Beatbox, but it later climbed the Black LP's chart, despite being advertised as 12-inch by Island Records in January 1984. Even the title is a matter of contention. Catalogs, discographies, and the releases themselves variously listed as Into Battle, Into Battle with the Art of Noise, or just The Art of Noise. It also charted in the U.S. as Beatbox, being that country's only commercial release to contain the song. The cover art is based on that of Dave Brubeck Quartet's Time Further Out and incorporates a section of the panel The Knights of Christ from John Van Eyck's The Adoration of the Mystic Lamb, end quote. 21 different versions are out there, folks, but we're going to concentrate on the version issued in the UK, ZTIS 100, the Incidental Series number 1. So it's a 12-inch 45 EP. It's got, let's see, 4 songs on the first side and 5 songs, you know, quote-unquote songs on the B-side. And why don't we set the needle down on the record? I'll stop talking for a minute and we'll play a little bit of the first selection, Battle, which is only 25 seconds, and then we'll hear the song Beatbox. What do you think of that? Maybe familiar to you. Big, thudding electronic sounds, not a lot of vocals, kind of disappearing, marching on, makes you feel a little bit disoriented. You're not really sure where you are. And think about this, this is 1983. It still sounds pretty futuristic and it still sounds pretty modern and put together in a way that feels contemporary. So that's quite an achievement that it still has that resonance today. The band consisted of engineer/producer Gary Langan, programmer J.J. Jessazilk, speaking of mispronouncing names, keyboardist Arranger Ann Dudley, producer Trevor Horn, and music journalist Paul Morley. So Morley, as a music journalist, was credited with being part of the band. And all songs, except for the tune Donna, were written by Ann Dudley, Trevor Horn, J.J. Jessazilk, Gary Langan, and Paul Morley. The record is pretty widely available in all these different forms. It's also been reissued on a compilation, parts of it anyway. It's been reshuffled. It's been remixed, as I said. It's been put back together. It's really kind of a fascinating record. It really is. And, you know, just the first salvo in a label's career that would go on to really break a lot of ground. And I don't think it was too much longer after this came out that Frankie Goes to Hollywood came along and put out Relax, one of the top tracks of the entire 1980s, one of the ones that you go back and listen to, and maybe it doesn't sound as contemporary or modern as the Art of Noise music does. And I'm looking here at the label. It's a blue, it's a white label with a blue and black and white ZTT, each of those letters in blocks with the Z being big. And on the label, it says Art of Noise Beatbox. And I'm looking at side one. It says Battle, The Army Now, and Donna. So the songs really aren't even listed in, you know, the order that you seem to play them in off the record. So that's confusing as well. The second side is called Moments in Love, and that song doesn't come to last, but it's, you know, kind of listed as the sort of the title of the second side. It's very, very interesting. And in little writing underneath on the side one label, there's a little quote in quotes that says there's always time. And on side two, there's a little one that says pinch yourself. So it was all kinds of fun and interesting and confusing. Go back and listen to this whole EP. It's out there on the streamings in different formats. You can find it on YouTube in its original format, which is where I sourced the music that we're featuring in this episode. And speaking of that, let's hear a little bit of the second side, Moments in Love. And the second side starts with a song called Moments in Love and ends with one called Moment in Love. So let's hear a little bit of that. Pretty neat stuff. You know, what I said about the first song definitely holds true. This, I think, is designed to be listened to as a piece. And that's interesting in streaming now that you could play this whole thing as one. You don't have to go over to the turntable and flip it over. But, you know, I think it's kind of lends itself in a futuristic way to being streamed continuously, which is really interesting considering, again, made in 1983. I want to go to Discogs once more really quick and look up the there's a 12-inch 45 EP issued in America. It's a 12-inch 33 in RPM issued on Island Records in 1984, also ZZT getting a co-label credit here. It has the same tunes in the same order. And when I go to purchase, let's see what's for sale. Yeah, there's quite a few copies for sale here. And you can pick one up for pretty reasonable. Here's one for Very Good Plus, for $1.99. So how about that? Get out there and pick up a copy of this to add it to your collection, folks, for hardly any money at all, since it's a key record in the 1980s, key record in the development of synth pop, I would definitely say. A lot of the stuff that we hear bands like Tori and Moi doing derives from the Art of Noise, for sure. A lot of the stuff that bands like Portishead did, I think, owe a lot to this, and all kinds of different electronic movements, including industrial music. You know, you could take it in a darker direction and go that way. So, Jell, thank you very, very much for the suggestion. I want everyone to go out and check out The Art of Noise, Into the Battle. Into Battle with The Art of Noise, or however you want to call it, whatever you want to call it. It was the first release on ZTT Records. Very interesting and pioneering label. So go check it out, folks. Hope you've enjoyed this little history lesson. If you have suggestions for this series, or you want to talk about The Art of Noise, or you want to correct all the mistakes I made in this episode, or any episode of What Was First, or anything that for that matter, feel free to reach out. You can find us on the social medias at Suburbs Pod across Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can send us an email. And we always love to hear your voice. So if you want to record a voice file on your smartphone and attach it to an email, send it to rock@suburbspod.com. And of course, you can always stick your head out the window and start yelling. And if you do that, somebody eventually will come and see what you need. And they'll probably get that message to us as well. So thanks for listening, folks. I hope you have a great weekend. On behalf of my co-host, good friend, and partner, Jim Linehan, I want to say thanks for listening to Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm going to play out with a little more Art of Noise. This track, I believe, features a sample of the Andrews Sisters, but I'm not exactly sure if that's right. But anyway, Into the Battle with The Art of Noise. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Adoration of the Mystic Lamb.